This is Optimal Work Daily, episode 1279, How to Have More Focused Hours in Your Day, by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. And I am Dan, your personal narrator and host here, and welcome to this Monday edition of Optimal Work Daily, and we're going to get right to it now as we optimize your life. How to Have More Focused Hours in Your Day, by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. I was talking to someone today, and he said that with all the time he spends putzing around on the internet, he gets maybe 2 hours of focused time a day. I actually think that's higher than average. But if he does incredible work in those 2 hours a day, think of the good he could do if he doubled or even tripled that amount of focused time. His impact on the world would multiply. It might be interesting to audit your own time and see how much of it is focused, meaningful work. Is that a good amount for you, or would you like to increase your focused hours and impact on the world? For me, what success I've had in increasing my focused time comes down to 3 habits. Number 1, asking myself what meaningful, impactful work I can get done today. 2, creating space for the meaningful work instead of just doing busy work or being distracted all day. And 3, working in full screen mode and diving in. Let's look at each of these habits. 1. Deciding on your impactful work. Most of us just dive into our inboxes, social media, favorite online sites, and busy work to start our day. We might have some bigger tasks on our lists, but they get lost in the woods of our day. It's an incredible habit to take even a few moments at the beginning of your day, or the end of the day before, to give some thought to where you'd like to concentrate your attention. What is worth doing today? What's worth focusing on? What is worth spending the limited time you have in this life? For me, the answer is whatever meaningful, impactful work I might have on my plate. If I don't have any, then it's time to go to an even higher level view and ask what I want to focus on this year or this quarter. What good can I do in this world? Usually it's fairly obvious. I know the bigger, more meaningful tasks I need to do. I make a list of 3 or 4 of them to try to accomplish for the day. Now I know how I'd like to spend my focused time. 2, creating space for focused work. Very often, we'll push off those bigger, more meaningful tasks because they take longer, and we're either in distracted mode or quick task mode. We don't have time right now to do something that takes half an hour or more. So these impactful tasks get pushed back. The key habit here, then, is pausing to create space. Yes, I'm in quick task, get things done quickly mode, but I can shift gears. Set aside the next 20 minutes for writing or getting moving on a big project. I don't have to do the whole project in this time, but just the act of giving myself more space to focus is a huge shift. This is more of a mental act than a physical one. You just tell yourself that it's time to focus on this important task. You breathe and say, "This is worthy of my attention and effort right now. Let's put aside everything else and give this some space." It's a physical act as well. You might shut off your phone. Turn off your internet. Close all the other apps on your computer. Clear your workspace a little to give yourself full space. Now you're ready to focus. And 3, working in focused, full screen mode. This habit is about letting this one meaningful task become your whole universe. Many of us have worked in full screen mode in an app before. It takes your entire screen and therefore your entire focus. You aren't distracted by notifications or switching between apps or browser tabs. To be more focused, we should work in the same way. Put ourselves in full screen mode. This one task is all that exists and nothing else. There's nothing to switch to. There are no distractions, just this task. It's the whole universe. For me, this means writing in a full screen writing app or opening a browser tab in a separate window with no other tabs showing and putting that window in full screen mode. Or reading with an undistracted reading app, like Instapaper. It can also mean doing one thing at a time in offline life as well. Washing a single dish while doing nothing else. Or running with no music or podcast, just being present with the running. Brushing your teeth and really being there. Being fully present with whoever you're talking with. If something is worth creating space for in your life, it's worth your full attention. With these 3 habits, I believe we can all increase our focus time every day. It's not about being perfect and working in a focused way every single second of the day. It's about not letting our attention always be distracted and about giving ourselves the gift of meaningful work more often. You just listened to the post titled How to Have More Focused Hours in Your Day by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. And one of the things I really love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/startup. So just go to indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. And thank you so much to Leo, one of our regular authors here. Zen Habits is about finding simplicity and mindfulness in the daily chaos of our lives. It's about clearing the clutter so we can focus on what's important, create something amazing, and find happiness. It has over 1 million readers and was named one of the top 25 blogs by Time Magazine. And if you enjoy Leo's work, come check out our other shows where we narrate more of his content since he writes on so many different subjects. You can find our shows by searching for Optimal Living Daily wherever you get your audio, and then make sure to hit that subscribe or follow button in your podcast app to make sure you get all the new episodes automatically. Or you can come by oldpodcast.com, that's oldpodcast.com, to see all the shows we have, plus more content as well. So that is it for today, and I hope that I will see you right back here tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.